John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah, back at you with episode 27, part 3 with John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. I'm John.
I'm Scott, and this is the heavy metal episode.
And we got guests Rick and TP in here with us.
How you doing?
What's
good
up?
Evening.
Good evening. And we just talked about in part 2 that Scott got a vasectomy. Yeah.
I got my vas deferens snip.
He got cast fucking rated. Caster fucking rated.
Yeah, it's really not.
Why don't you just talk a lot higher?
No,
you
know, nuts out.
He's okay. Calmer. He is calmer now.
I am sterile.
And I don't think he...
Well, I'm not sterile yet. I got 30 more loads that I can shoot into Tony's face.
John, I think we can look forward to Scott not messing so much in his cage now.
Right.
After
he's going to be a lot calmer. Distempered.
Yes. And John, I have a prediction.
You do?
Yes.
What's that?
In just 5 short years, the national debt has increased by nearly $3 trillion, while the dollar has continued its predictable decline. The dollar has fallen a whopping 38% since TP's man, W, took office, due largely to the massive $450 billion per year tax cuts. If oil is traded in euros, then central banks around the world will be compelled to follow the American, will be required to pay off its enormous $8 trillion debt. Do you follow me?
That's right. That's right.
That, of course, would be doomsday for the American economy. There's only one thing that the administration can do to ensure that the energy dealers keep trading in dollars. And you know what that is?
What's that?
Tell us.
It means we have to attack Iran.
That's right.
And that's a near certainty, my man.
That's why they attacked Iraq.
Well, no doubt. And what kind of flimsy fucking excuse are they going to use to attack Iran? Well,
they
I guess
nukes.
They don't have to. Because the president of Iran said, let's wipe out Israel.
Right. He's already packing nukes.
Where our number one fan, Dave, in Jerusalem, with his hot American chick. So, I guess they can just use that as an excuse to go over to Iran.
Iran should have been the one they went after in the first place,
and
but they couldn't.
Over them.
But Saddam was saying he was messing with OPEC and he was going to start selling in euro. Well, he did, actually, and he was making money off it. Everybody said he was nuts for doing it, and then he started making money because the dollar got weaker against the euro because of the fucking economy and everything, and the gross national product is worthless.
All right, John. Well, Tony's had some time to think about it. He's got Bush 6 year in office. 6 years? 5 years? 5 years going on six. Tony voted for Bush twice. Not once, but twice. So Tony is here to tell us.
Should give him one of these, man.
Tony's here to tell us a positive thing that W has done while he's in office. Go ahead, Tony.
He's kept the interest rates down for homes.
There you go. He's got the interest rates down for homes. So he's cut unemployment.
No, that's Greenspan.
And he's got the interest rates down for homes. All right. Tony's got some positives about the W.
Flexing some know-how muscle. This is recycled stuff.
Well, John, we've talked about intelligent design before.
We don't take... We, I mean, I
That's the W. Check it in. Sorry.
We've talked about intelligent design before, and they got these wackos in Kansas that want intelligent design taught in the classrooms. TP, do you know what intelligent design is? Do you know what they're saying? Do you know what evolution is?
No, Scott. Why don't you tell me?
Do you know what evolution is?
What
can't
is
hear you
about?
Till you get up on the mic
get up
there,
on
buddy.
The mic. What is it all about?
Mic, man? Tell me what it is.
Do you know
all
who
about?
Charles Darwin is?
Do you know who
Charles
Jesus
Darwin?
Christ is?
How about Jesus?
Jesus
Christ.
Is your savior.
Ask him about Michael Jordan. He could tell you about that Negro.
He could tell you about Michael Jordan, but not Jesus Christ.
But he can't tell you about Jesus Christ or Charles Darwin.
I did meet Michael Jordan once.
You know what the greatest thing about Jesus Christ was is that he could use his hand as a whistle.
That's
he'd
hot.
Just blow right through one of the holes.
I take offense to that.
I'm sorry.
I don't like that talk at all.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Jesus died for our sins, cocksucker. Okay?
I thought he did it for the chicks.
No.
I
he did it for
did.
Our sins.
I think he did. You got to rinse that mouth out, man.
All right, so
listen to the fucking trains. I know you can hear the trains on the podcast. There must be 100 of them that go by.
We're in the train capital of the world.
Well, I think, yeah, we are, but I think we found the track that gets the most trains. We used to talk about that when Marty used to be in the band, that the train was going to come right through the wall. And he'd be right on the forecastle.
Forecastle.
I've never heard that word before.
The forecastle.
What is that? That's Tony, that, do you know what that,
that
is?
That pointed part on the front of the train.
I thought
it
was called the cowcatcher.
Cowcatcher, the forecastle. All right, then. Cowcatcher.
I'm on the forecastle of a tramp steamer.
Right, that was
John Drummond. 1985 Bears.
No doubt. When they won the Super Bowl.
That's right.
And they were crowding them a little bit.
I feel like I'm on the forecastle of a tramp steamer.
So are any of you White Sox fans?
Oh, my God. I know really. You are.
You are correct,
I
sir.
I can tell.
You are correct, sir.
How is it that I pegged him as a Bush voter and a White Sox fan?
All I can tell you is the Cubs suck, man.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thanks.
Gee whiz. That news bulletin just in. From TP.
Was you and Einstein separated at birth?
But will he say that about the W? I don't think so. Will you?
Hey, come on. He's got the lowest rating.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Is he meeting your expectations, the W?
In some ways, but
in some ways he's not.
You lying bastard. You're just protecting your vote.
He's a Bush apologist. Cocksucker.
Yeah. Hey, you are a cock,
no, that's
man.
What Condoleezza's for.
Cock-deleezza.
All right, well, getting back to intelligent design.
Yeah, how is it that, you know, you voted for the W who's got a black in office there?
Yeah, what's
he
with
had
that?
A Colin Powell and a Condoleezza Rice, and you don't like them, they're blacks.
Colin Powell shouldn't probably be the president of the United States.
He should?
Probably. He shouldn't or should?
I think he should be.
Really? Wait.
Wow.
You have to
you
decide
heard it here, ladies
if you're
going
to pork a 350-pound white woman or a hot Tyra Banks black woman. You have to think about that. But Colin Powell should be running the country, is what you're saying?
Well, he's got respect for the black man because of his athleticism.
Is that why?
Because he could slam dunk. All
right. He's intelligent.
Okay, so he's intelligent. So what made you vote for the W then?
Can we change the subject?
No, let's
no,
talk
come
about
on. We want to hear it. This is total talk nonsense.
You voted for the W twice. I could see once. I could see a mistake like once, but twice.
All right, let's shock the truth out of them.
Ah!
Come
you
on.
You just made an argument that Colin should be the president because he's intelligent. Why did you vote for the W then?
Because I didn't like the other son of a bitch.
And who was the other son of a bitch?
What else do you want me to tell
you? Okay, let's talk. Second term, John Kerry, son of a bitch.
That's right.
Why is he a son of a bitch? Go ahead. Talk to me.
I just don't like the guy.
Why not?
I don't like him.
Because he looked like Herman Munster?
You are
hey,
correct,
Kerry,
sir.
Why the long face?
Because of the way he looks. You didn't. That's it.
That's right. That's correct.
All right, that's correct. So because of the way he looks.
That's correct. Scott.
So what? You vote for the chimps, but not the monsters.
But isn't that outstanding criteria? To vote for the leader of the nation by the way he looks.
Well, wait a minute. I told Marty that I wouldn't vote for the W because I hated his dad.
What do you think of that?
How about that one? I figure the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and I was right.
I finger that, too.
Did I say finger?
No. Because of the way he looks. That is the lamest goddamn thing I've ever heard. Because of the way he looks. What are you saying there? George W. is more attractive to you George than John
w.
Kerry?
W. has made the
John Kerry
deficit higher than any president in history.
Let Tony talk about Kerry.
I'm sorry. John
Kerry is married to that ugly wench.
All right.
From Heinz Ketchup. She's got enough fucking money, man.
All right. Okay, so if you had the choice. TP has a choice to marry Laura Bush, a librarian.
So Bush needed some more. Is that
Wait a minute. To marry Laura Bush, a librarian, or the Heinz chick, who's worth like $300 billion, who would Tony marry?
Doesn't matter who I want.
I want to know who you'd marry.
Neither of them.
You wouldn't marry... It's because you're homo, right? You're queer.
No, you're queer, Mr.
Again with the last names, you cocksucker.
Scott.
Not funny, huh?
All right, then.
Funny
getting
queer.
Back to intelligent design, which Tony knows nothing about.
The truth of the matter is, if you listen carefully, Saddam would still be in power.
Or evolution.
The United States, and the world would be a lot better off.
Or Charles Darwin. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
Oh, survival of the fittest. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, and he hasn't even had alcohol, and he talks like the W. Judge John Jones III said he will decide by year's end whether the Dover Area School District and its board violated the constitutional ban on advancing religious belief in public schools by requiring 9th, 8th grade biology students to be informed of intelligent design, or ID.
I've got a pencil head.
A concept critical of Charles Darwin's theory, ID is being considered by school boards around the country. Emerging in 1997, the champion by the Discovery Institute, a think tank in Seattle. What does that mean, John, a think tank? What is that?
It's a tank that thinks.
A think tank is presented as scientific theory, positing that some aspects of life that are unexplained by evolution are best attributed
to
an unnamed intelligent designer.
No, they think it's scientific theory. Yeah, it's positing, meaning they're just... They're posers. They're scientific theorist posers. Well, the scientific community doesn't accept
it,
that.
Is part of this whole intelligent design thing? This unknown creator is never actually named. Is that part of it?
Right. That's what they're hiding behind. We never say who the designer is. It could be God. It could be TP. We never say.
Wait a minute. And you asked me this question once before, and I asked somebody this question today. Does God have a penis?
Right. TP, does God have a penis?
Does God have a penis?
Sure.
And what does he need it for? What?
To jerk
Who's
off.
Who's he going to fuck?
Of course.
Mrs. God?
To jerk off.
To jerk off. That's it.
That's it.
Hi, I'm Mrs. God. How are you?
Does he scream his own name while he's doing it?
No. Oh, me.
Oh,
yeah. Me.
No.
Me, damn it.
Oh, me.
Me, damn it.
No, he doesn't.
Well, we know that answer. We just don't know.
Me, damn you.
He says Allah. Okay, in closing arguments, here's the plaintiff's attorney, Stephen Harvey. In order for intelligent design to be considered a science and definition of science must be broadened to include supernatural causes? He asked the question. The final defense witness, Scott Munich.
Munich.
Munich. Correct, answered Munich, a Discovery Institute fellow. How do you get to become a fellow, John?
Oh, my God. Don't get me started. You can be a fellow of anything.
The evidence shows intelligent design is science. Not religion, said Patrick Gillen of the Christian-oriented Thomas More Law Center.
Yeah, donate some money in your fellow.
Which provided the defense. He said there is no religion, purpose, or effect to the curricular requirement. In a lighter moment, Gillian noted that it was the 40th day and night of the trial, referring to Noah's biblical flood of 40 days and 40 nights.
Thank you for that, Bill.
I would like to know if Your Honor did that
moment.
On purpose, he asked the judge.
Mr. Gillen. I would have to say that it is an interesting coincidence, but it is not by design, Jones replied, as the courtroom erupted with laughter.
Now, John, here's this fucking a-hole, Gillen, right, saying, hey, there's no religious overtones to our argument. But then in a lighter moment, he says, hey, It's the child on the 40th day and the 40th night. Were you referring to Noah's biblical flood? Is it just a coincidence, yeah, Judge?
By the way.
Yeah, by the way. There's no religious overtones, but let me throw some in here at the last minute because I'm a cocksucker, all right? If Jesus came down to my room right now, I'd suck his... That's what he was saying. Great. What do you got to say about that, TP?
Uh-huh. I mean in liquor.
Yeah, you would.
I mean in liquor.
Lick your ass. Lick your ass.
I mean in liquor.
All right, John.
I mean in liquor.
We've gotten a lot of fan comments. We've gotten a lot of forum entries.
Yeah.
People love when we bash the bush.
Bash
the bush.
They love when we bash the bush. And we do a lot of bashing.
Well, I think we need a section called the Chimp Files.
The Chimp Files.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this, John.
Rick's going to sing.
The Chimp Files would only last 170 more podcasts. Do you know why? Do you know why?
The term would be over.
That's right. In 1,170 more days of bush bashing left. That's what we have, John.
All right. Well,
but
that's...
you guys have got years of whatever happened to
After he's gone, we'll have to move on. We'll have to fill in with other bits, like having Tony as a permanent guest.
Yeah.
That's 28,176 hours.
Oh, my God.
1,697,560 minutes, or 101,433,600.
What is this measuring?
Are we clear?
This is how long Bush has left in office.
Are we clear?
January 20th, 2009, the day Bush's successor as president will be sworn in, as a national day of celebration. Just realize it won't be here for quite a while.
This is ridiculous.
And here's the important part. A lot more damage can be done.
Okay?
Well, that's what I was
going to
say. You know, if you're going to measure it in hours, minutes, and... I think he measured the rest of his term in amount in like American lives.
No doubt. And let's just summarize George W. failure that we know him of today. Okay, TP, can we do that? President Bush was clueless in handling Hurricane Katrina.
Clueless.
Clueless. One of his administrations.
Wait a minute. How can you say that? Wait.
Can I finish my statement?
Here,
no, you
here
cannot.
I'll show you how.
Here's
how about
the,
right here? Right
one
here.
Of
right
his
here.
Administration.
Here's the deal, buddy.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
With Katrina.
Brownie,
you're doing a heck of a job.
Brownie,
you're doing a heck of a job.
Go ahead. What do you got to say
I'm
about
sorry.
Katrina?
That's all.
Oh, yeah, well,
yeah.
Will you shut up?
Go ahead. I want to hear from TP. Let's hear it.
That's,
I hear
that's
this
all
rumor.
Done by local and state governments, man. That's bullshit. You can't
what is
sit
bullshit?
There and blame the Katrina thing on Bush. That's
Why not?
A bunch of shit.
Why not?
Because it is.
He's not in charge?
What the hell's FEMA for?
Is
Federal
he not in charge
Emergency
for protecting our company?
Management.
Company? Country. Is he not in charge of that? Who's in charge
he's
then?
He's got to get...
Is he in charge? Who's,
he's
tell
gotta,
me who's in charge.
He's got to get the goal
Answer
ahead.
The question.
Wait, who's in charge? If he's not in charge, who's
okay,
in charge?
Okay, Scott.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Bush is in charge, and he's also in the White House.
Okay. So was it his responsibility?
He's a Saudi
to get
lover.
Ass in gear to help out or
I
what?
I don't think it's all his responsibility.
Whose is it then?
The state and local government.
Okay, so
they,
who failed?
They have to... The state and local government.
And how did they fail?
By not... Basically, by not letting him... or telling him that they need help, you know?
Okay.
Not funny, huh?
Because they didn't
queer.
Tell him they needed help. That lets Bush off the hook.
Hey, it's state and local governments, man.
You're right. You're right.
You're right.
But that's not it.
But they were underwater.
That's right. That's right. You ever hear the guy at Jackson County flipping out and crying?
Hey, so
they got
so
no power. They got nothing. And then they say, send somebody, send anybody, stop with the news conferences.
And now the emails.
And right, now the emails with Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Now, Brownie, that was one of Bush's guys. Bush put Brownie in charge of FEMA. That was one of his buddies who sucked his cock at one point or another. So Bush put him in charge. And this Brownie guy failed miserably. Okay, so it's not Bush. It's not Brownie. Let's blame local and state officials.
Brownie, you're
Is that what
a
you're saying?
Job.
That's correct.
All right, so.
Well, remember what Brownie said, though, that New Orleans was dysfunctional.
It is dysfunctional. It is corrupt. But why does everybody... You saw this on the news, I'm sure.
It's just funny that he said he didn't realize it until 4 days afterwards. He had to be the last person on Earth to realize...
that a Category 5 hurricane was heading towards New Orleans. But Bush and Brownie are waiting for calls from New Orleans saying they needed help. That's Tony's right. argument. All right, well, let me just give you some emails that Brownie was... writing up during the disaster.
During this crisis, right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Here's what Brownie said. If you look at my lovely female attire, you'll really vomit. Brown wrote to colleagues the morning of August 29th, the day the storm hit the Gulf Coast. I am a fashion god. In an email earlier on the 29th, Brown acknowledged a colleague's compliment about his clothing. Are you proud of me, he wrote.
Tony's checking the time. He's like,
can
no, I got to go.
Now?
I'm tired to get my
can I go home?
Beat up on.
In a September 27th appearance before the House panel, Brown defended his actions. I get it when it comes to emergency management. I know what it's all about. I know how to do it, and I think I do a pretty darn job good but of it.
Go to the bat.
What?
Yeah, maybe get to the bat of it.
Yeah, bat from the bat.
At bat.
From the bat.
From the bat.
Right from the bat.
From the bat.
It's right from the bat there, buddy.
All right, well, let me get back to more of Bush's
Let's
failures.
Let's get back to it.
Before I was so rudely interrupted by TP. We got the Hurricane Katrina. Then we got the... highest-ranking officials has been indicted for perjury and making false statements, a topic that Bushy refuses to discuss. I call him Bushy now.
Yeah, the Bush.
And then a recent nominated to the Supreme Court.
And what do you call Clinton?
A woman universally panned as unqualified. This was after Bush had described her as the most qualified person in the country. What a cocksucker.
Wait a minute. Can I speak to that for a minute? He
sure,
just ripped
course.
On Clinton, okay? Clinton was
Hold on, wait a minute.
Cock.
Before you get started,
a big jag off.
We need to find out why Tony thinks Clinton's a jag off.
Yeah.
Please give us a synopsis.
Yeah, please.
On why Clinton was a jag off. Go ahead. You have the floor, Mr. P.
Oh, wait a minute. Why is Clinton so much better than Bush, in your opinion?
Because you can have an original thought, for one.
No, I'll give you a reality check right here. Bush is not vetoed. Not one single bill yet. So that means he's the most fiscally irresponsible president in our history. Clinton vetoed plenty of bills which were marked for pork. Let's take the highway bill, for example. The bridge to nowhere. For $250 million to make a bridge for 50 people to wherever, to Anchorage, let's say. This bridge, for instance, why not just give these guys $1 million each and tell them to move? That's $50 million. We'd save $200 million from that bridge to nowhere. Bush has not vetoed one single pork bill yet. And the only thing he wants to veto is this new torture bill that
Cheney wants him so bad.
Right. But McCain, who's a Republican, and another, I think, a Democratic senator, are trying to push this bill through that says no more torture. And it's the only bill President Bush is thinking about vetoing. He's the most fiscally irresponsible president ever. Clinton was as conservative as Reagan. He only raised taxes once, remember.
All right, clam up, man. Let Tony respond. Go ahead. What do you got?
I'm sorry. I just
why is Clinton a cock again? You asked us why Clinton's better than Bush. John answered you. Now you answer us. Why is Bush better than Clinton?
You cannot lead.
I'm not saying neither one of them are good. Because basically, I don't like politics to begin with.
Well, there you go. You're on the right track right there. Government sucks.
And there's two, you guys talk about government, The more government there is, the worse it is.
That's right. And this president has given us more government. Look at the Patriot Act. That's why we don't say any last names on here, because they're listening right
they're
now.
They're listening right now, man.
Right?
They're going to come after you.
Now. And they down. Oh, they're going to come after you and high-five you and put you with a wire and send you here next time.
I just
with
read
a wire.
Story. I just read a
so
story.
So they can fuck us in the ass with a cactus.
That the FBI went after phone companies and cable companies.
Tony would just be phone, the human bomb.
He said phone companies.
Companies to get a bunch of records, and they said, oh, it's the Patriot Act. And then they went after us normal citizens. All right.
Do you realize? I think there's one group of people so far who've stood up to the Patriot Act and have not handed over records with people's names on them. You know who that is?
Total Talk Nonsense.
No, the elementary schools,
the librarians.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They've actually destroyed records.
That's right.
And have
You're
them
right.
turned over to the government to check on people and what type of reading material they're picking up. They're checking up.
Tony, pull that out of your ass, okay? You're making too much noise.
Mike, he just knocked the mic down, man. You weren't trying to put that somewhere, were you? Just push it in there.
Well, hey, John.
There you go.
Rick,
push it right up to your
Tony,
face.
John, Rick, Tony.
Yeah.
Yes.
Watching the W blink, stutter and stammer when asked simple questions.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
And this is during the few times he actually takes questions. For me, is pure joy. I'm glad he's got three more fucking years left, and we got 170 more podcasts.
We can include this moron in our agenda.
Thank you. Let's get into more of the W. I got some W good news. And you don't hear this very often.
Disassemble.
Good
that means
news,
not tell
w.
the truth. Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Are you familiar with his later...
on the internet.
Are you familiar with his latest Supreme Court nominee?
Yeah. Yeah.
Samuel Alito.
Scalito.
I haven't read
no, it's Alito.
About this guy.
Okay, sorry. I thought it was Scalito, like Scalia.
And I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy, but here's one snippet I pulled out. When he was a senior at Princeton, he wasn't on the cheerleading team, okay? That's one thing.
Right.
Like the W was on the all-male Yale cheerleading squad. He was at Princeton. He chaired an undergraduate task force that recommended the decriminalization. That's a big word.
Hey, you suck,
decriminalization. Decriminalization of sodomy.
Oh.
Accused the CIA and FBI of invading the privacy of citizens and said discrimination against gays in hiring should be forbidden. So I'm all for Sam Alito and the president, the W,
Why
making
is that?
A good decision. Because of what I just read.
I don't do drugs, though.
I agree just with weed. Every one of those points.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Well, I got to go get it.
Yeah, you threw it down before
it
we
away.
Could, we could ask any questions.
Go ahead, ask questions. What's your first
what,
question?
What was it again?
What
the
was
list.
What again?
The list you had there.
Oh. I don't do drugs, though. Just weed.
The list of questions, man. Talk it's about not, it.
First of all, as you know, we have made strong exceptions. We've condemned strongly Iranians' attempt to develop any kind of program that would allow them to enrich uranium to develop a weapon. In other words, the Iranians said they were in compliance with certain international rules, and yet we found out they weren't in compliance with those rules, and so we're very deeply suspicious of their desires.
That's great, man. That's fabulous.
Just some filler for you.
Fabulous. All right, so what'd you
like
ask
that, Rick?
Me?
How about
I
that?
I love that, yeah.
About the Supreme Court.
Just one hit right there. All right. What'd
All
you got
right.
Would you want to ask me about the Supreme Court?
Why are you for him again?
Because he chaired an undergraduate task force that recommended the decriminalization of sodomy, and I'm all for that.
Oh, okay.
Accused the CIA and FBI of invading the privacy of citizens and said discrimination against gays in hiring should be forbidden.
Oh, okay.
So what do you think of that, TV?
Yeah.
Huh?
Could be a mole.
No comment, man.
Would you hire a queer? Huh?
Yeah, why? What's the big deal?
I don't know. What is the big deal?
What if he wanted to suck you?
You are sick. Just a sick fuck.
I'd be flattered.
So would I.
I know my brother-in-law's alternative mate is hot for Rick.
It's hot.
That's only because
you're pretty hot, man, with that, well, that chin dimple.
The Michael Douglas chin?
Yeah.
It's just,
it looks kind of like a shaved pussy maybe sometimes.
That's sick, man.
If there
I
were more people
that
in the band, I'm sure I wouldn't be rated so
I
highly.
Just
but
spit all over the mic.
I've looked at Rick 1,000 times. I've never thought his chin looked like a pussy.
A shaved
that's
pussy.
That's gay.
He squeezes it sometimes. Oh, yeah.
He's never
done
that.
Yeah, but
for
only
me.
For John. Not, I haven't done it for you yet, Scott.
I haven't been in the band long enough to see Rick's vagina on his chin.
Vagina chin.
All right, we're getting back to Bush, because I love Bush.
I think that's what we were talking about.
Bush's job approval falls to 35%. And here's something I didn't know, John.
Dude, let me get my breath.
The only recent president lower at this point in his second term was Richard
Holy
Nixon.
Shit.
But here's what I didn't know. Get this. Vice President Dick Cheney has never been as popular as the president. But his favorable rating is down 9 points.
I'm going to throw up.
To 19%. So Bush only has 35%. Dick Cheney, 19%.
I'm so fucking
Is that unbelievable?
Mm.
Well, I got to tell you. I'm at 19%.
I'm so fucking
Oh, man. Next time you go to vote for a president, Tony, come see us, all right?
Yeah. Sure. Talk to us first, all right?
We'll talk to your dad, too, man. We'll set him straight.
Get over the socks thing first, though.
He'd kick his out of the house, man.
He'd kick his.
I can't believe it. He's Italian. Why would he vote for Bush? He's into the unions, right? Your dad.
No, not really.
No, he's not into the unions. Over by there.
Over by there.
Because, you know, the union guys are Democrats. Because the Republicans
traditionally
hate,
they are.
Yeah, they hate the freaking, they hate the right wing, those guys over by there.
Over by there.
For you guys in the UK, that's how we talk sometimes.
And for everybody else listening, they actually stood up and saluted when they said that together.
Over by there.
It's like that, you know what I'm
they
saying?
They did the W salute.
We don't do the W because we're from the unions, all right? That's what I'm saying. We got Anthony over there.
Hey.
How you doing there, Anthony?
Good.
Go take your break then, all right?
All right. Yeah. What do they say? What do you call? What's black and brown and looks good on a union? What are they called? Teamster? What's black and brown and looks good on a Teamster?
Scott's bald head.
What's that?
A Doberman Pinscher.
I don't get it, man.
Oh, my God. What's black and brown and looks good on a Teamster? A Doberman Pinscher.
I still don't get it.
You freaking retarded. Doberman Pinschers, the dogs, are black and brown.
And they would be, like, mauling the
Teamster?
Yeah!
Right.
Okay.
How do you know when a Teamster's dead?
The donut falls out of his hand.
Very good. That's good. That's good.
How many Teamsters does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
10. You got a fucking problem with that?
That's great.
That's a good one.
I'm sorry. I made him laugh at my own thing. That's great. I'm pretty fucking hammered now. And the wife said to me before I came here, she says, "All right, this time when you get home, go right to bed. No dicking around in the basement."
What were you doing in the basement?
Because every time I go down there and I listen to like one of our older shows, and I go to Podcast Alley, which everybody please, PodcastAlley.com. Vote for AKC Total Talk Nonsense and Punky. But I go down there and I just start, you know, I'm in the mood. And next thing I know, it's 2 in the morning.
Oh, that's bad.
I know. I'm like in there screwing around with stuff looking for new tunes to play. And I don't know what my problem is. I don't know.
She doesn't understand that. You.
No, what she's saying is if I go to bed right away, I probably won't wake up all fucking crabby and go to work like half-baked. You know, if I go to bed at 2 and I wake up at 5:30, that's not a whole lot of time.
Yeah, I do that's that like too three. Much. I do that too much myself.
I know you do. That's why you're cranky, man. I've seen you.
I'm getting through that, man. Thanks. Thanks. I'm getting through it fine.
We used to practice on Sundays, and one time Rick didn't show up for like, you know, an hour. So I called him. I said, "Hey, Rick, what's up?" "Yeah, what's up?" I said, "Well, practice, we started an hour ago. Where are you?" "I'm tired, all right?"
Click.
"Hello? Hello? Hello?"
That was before I joined the band.
Yeah, right? That was a long time ago. That was like 12 years ago.
Wow.
It was pretty funny, though.
Oh, before we leave, Tony.
Well, not at the time, though. I was a little pissed.
Tony, you have a story about Mr. Schmooley?
I kind of have one, but we'll save it for another night.
Oh, that means you're
coming
back?
Come on.
All right, if you do come back, I want you to give me the top 5 positive things George W. has done in his presidency. All right?
Sure.
We're not going to let you in the door if you don't have those.
Cock push-ups?
I want it documented.
Cock push-ups? Cock push-ups? Cock push-ups?
So you know
cock
what push-ups? You're talking about when you walk in the door.
Cock push-ups? Hard
hey,
fucking?
Hey, man, and Phil never showed up. What's up
hard
with that?
Hard fucking?
You didn't?
No.
Really?
Never came. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Tony, go get that, would you? Hold on.
Hey, what are all these people doing here?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Where am I supposed to sit?
Am I in a seat?
Wherever you want, buddy.
I guess I'll sit over by Scott. Scott, do you mind if I take over your microphone?
No, that's all right.
No, that's cool. You can sit here. Sit right on my lap.
Well, thank you.
All right, then. This is Phil McCracken. We come with AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Hey, man, what's up?
Well, I didn't bring any news today, and I want to apologize for that.
Why not?
Well, my printer broke. I wasn't able to print any news. But I do have some interviews.
You do?
Yes. If I can find my portable recorder, I can play some interviews for you that I conducted over the weekend. Oh, I think I might have to go back out to the car to get my portable recorder. Because I'm not finding it.
Uh-oh.
No, I do not have it. Well, you know, last week you talked about train wrecks.
I thought you were walking.
I think we can talk about train wrecks again. Are you going to let me run out to the car?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah. Yeah, run out to the car. He's still walking out the door. All right. Well, while Phil's walking out to the door, out the door to the car, let's listen to a cut from...
What?
Where are you going? Okay, it's just John right now with TP. What's up, TP?
Are you going to bash me more about Bush?
Oh, my God. Hey, dude, relax. Oh, cry about it, man.
I'm so fucking into you. It's incredible.
I don't like neither of them. Neither fucking
Bush. So why'd you vote for the Bush?
Because I felt like it.
The big hairy Bush. Did you vote for his dad?
No.
I'm so fucking into you. It's incredible.
Really? Who'd you vote for? Carter? Oh, no, Carter wasn't running. Dukakis? Is that who was running? Dukaksucker?
No, the other dude.
Did you vote for Clinton?
No.
Oh, dude, why didn't you vote for Clinton? The guy banged a chick. outside of his wife. That guy's cool, and he smoked weed.
You cannot lead if you send mixed messages.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Hey, what are you doing, man? You're really fucking up the show.
I don't know what I did with it.
With what? Who cares? It's 44 minutes in.
Fucking A.
You have to edit this one. We'd have to heavily edit this one, man. We'd have to have some major edit.
Well, I went and took a piss. What's going on? What happened? Where's Phil?
I don't know. He went out to the car. For some reason, the door's open. I don't know why.
Why do we have to edit this one again?
Who's the door open? Because we've been fucking around for the last 20 minutes.
Why is the door open, man?
Why is the door open?
Did Phil ever come back?
No, he is not.
He's not come back? Fucking guy.
He has not come back. Phil went out to the car and he hasn't come back. And I have my intro right here ready to go.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. And unfortunately, like I said before, I don't have news, but I do have some fabulous interviews, some live interviews that I've taken over the weekend. And let's go ahead and play that clip right now. Play clip number one.
All right, here it is. Clip number one from Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
This is Phil McCracken Whitcomb reporting live for AKC Total Talk Nonsense. I'm here with Erica, the former TTN number one fan. Erica, do you have anything to say to John and Scott?
No.
Come on.
No.
All right, that was the first clip when I ran into Erica outside of a Tasty Freeze. But the second one is more fascinating. I was outside a Hotel 6. I was getting a Chipotle de burrito, and I happened to be across the street from a Hotel 6, and I saw not only Erica, but I saw Erica and Steve come out of a hotel room. So I approached them with my personal recorder, and I recorded this clip. Coming up next, play the next clip.
Mother of God, what is the holdup?
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Oh, sorry, here's the clip.
This is Phil McCracken Whitcomb here live for AKC Total Talk Nonsense, and I'm here with Erica and Steve, the last guest. Do you have anything to say to
you can't
John and Scott?
One, can you?
No. You recording right now?
No.
And there you have it, After that, Erica slapped the microphone on my hand.
That was shocking.
Hand,
yeah, I was
and,
shocked.
And Steve kicked me in the nuts. And I was in pain for quite a while, and I hadn't seen them since.
That was amazing, because your little recorder actually picked up the...
The nut kicking.
Yeah, the thump.
Oh, no doubt.
It was kind of like...
It was excruciating.
Oof.
And Scott, I've heard you had a vasectomy this week.
I'm eating liquor.
I was thinking about having one of those as well.
Some licorice.
Yes, some licorice with my vasectomy. And again, I apologize. My printer broke down. I'm not able to bring any news in. I'm sorry about that. But I did bring those fascinating interviews in, and I hope to do more of those
Thanks.
I got my roaming mobile recording equipment.
That's
there you have it.
Yeah,
so that's Phil McCracken will come reporting for AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Well, thanks for coming, Phil.
My pleasure.
That kind of sums it up here at AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And we've been here with TP and Rick from Kangaroo Court, which we're a part of his band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to say thanks for having me out, guys, and it's a pleasure to finally meet Phil in person.
Phil? Phil, oh yeah, Phil McCracken.
Well, we were never.
Sorry.
I was never.
I'll do that later.
All right, then. Well, I gotta go.
All right.
I'm leaving.
Okay. Bye, bye, there, buddy. Take care.
All right, Phil, man. Thanks.
See you later.
Try to get the news the next time.
Thanks for having me, Scott and Jane and John.
Scott and Jane. What are you gonna say?
You signed my beer cup,
right? Scott and Jane.
Oh, he's still walking. All right, well, vote for us on podcastalley.com, and I'm really fucked up again as usual.
27, part 3, concludes.
with John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And we want to thank Rick and TP for coming. Hey, TP.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, anytime. Rick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're out of here.
You're listening to John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.